Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about...
Only got a minute to report on the progress in rehab. So what I'm doing is joined a gym, Anytime Fitness, and it allows you to get 24-hour, 365-day-a-year global coverage of gyms. And I've got a program where I just do basic walking and cognitive training, and then break out and do some strength training and stuff like that all the time, trying to listen and keep the mind active. And the progress has been, slow. So there's a percentage they give you for how you rank, I suppose, against all the other users of the app, or you would like to think it's how you rank on intelligence tests, but I don't think there is. I don't think there is a universal ranking. So for each section, they sort of rank you up, and I started off with a net rank of over across five areas of 54%, and now I've edged up to 75%, and just by hitting the wrong tab, you can open it up, and that 75 is a combination of a few 72 in a few areas, 72, 73, and then 80 something or other in the other areas, and so accordingly, the general strategy of training you more in your weakest area, I suppose. So I'm pushing through. Now, there are certain things which I'm sort of hitting the ceiling on, and if you can imagine, a gym has sort of anti-spook music for several reasons. I think there's music going on, so you can't listen into anybody else's conversation. It gives you a certain amount of privacy, and it gives you a certain amount of zip and whim. So it's sort of, if you just go into a, but it sort of adds to it. However, it means that if you've got earphones on, cheapish earphones on, and you're struggling to listen to a variation in sound or a sequence of it, you've got this, come on, baby, listening as you're trying to listen. So I think I call that as a problem. And of course, the gym touchscreen, I don't think is ever, whoops, far out, giving me the scary front. This G RS Towing was wanting to change lanes aggressively, and sort of thought about it, and I thought, no, I will kill me. Yeah, so I'm now turning down St. John's Road in the next 2 minutes, and so that's that update. And then I'm slowly, strategically, sort of, it's like this most isolated trek, sort of soul-destroying trek of writing a research paper. I'm going through it there, and I get up to one technique and it sort of plateaus out, and then I have to get into the next technique of deconstructing this paper. And sort of half of it is, you're attempting, obviously your targets available to you are the hard ones, the isolation targets, and it requires a skill and dedication to really go for it. This is sort of similar to with the stroke thing. There's just not a lot of support out there. There's no organisation. There's no one at your back. Look behind you. Who's standing behind you? No one. It's sort of like you turn up and it's an empty void. So the wind whistling and you've, again, in the wilderness. Yeah, so it really is a wilderness where you just have to get used to taking on, oh my godfather, it's talk about this gym, it's absolutely, what's going on, mate? Oh, I hope I get a walker number. There's number two and number four are half decent, and if they're taken up by, that's all these dance bunnies that people going for one at a class, so that shouldn't be so bad. Okay, let's finish that little update, taking a full 4 bloody minutes to travel. It's amazing. It's only a couple of kilometres, but so far. Okay, I'm off and exercising until I have to go back and pick up my daughter about 2 hours' time. Thanks a lot for listening.
podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.